I'm David Fair, and once again, this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Voters in the public school districts in Washtenaw County on Tuesday offered overwhelming support to renewal of a special education millage. Nearly 74% of voters cast were in favor of the 8-year, nearly 1 mil extension. Now, that passage means that more than $15 million a year will continue to be pumped into the Washtenaw Intermediate School District and distributed throughout the county for special education services for nearly another decade. I'm assuming that the person on the other end of the WEMU phone line slept very well last night. Scott Menzel is the superintendent for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. Am I right?
That is correct. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate it. Was there any question in your mind that voters in the district were going to stand up and offer support to this renewal issue?
Well, we never take for granted any vote, renewal or otherwise. So until the votes are cast and counted, we're always concerned. But we've come to recognize that the voters in Washtenaw County value education, and particularly supporting education for students with special needs. And so we were pleased, not surprised, with the level of support.
Let me ask you this. If I understand it correctly, about 1 in 7 public school students in Washtenaw County require some sort of special education service. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, yes.
And what does that comprise? How is this money being distributed to serve students in need?
So you can think about special education services along a broad continuum. So some students have mild or moderate disabilities. It could be cognitive impairment, could be an emotional impairment. There are 13 different categories that the federal government has identified. So some need a little bit of support. Some have severe needs and challenges, and those require a lot more support. And so the funding covers the full spectrum of services and supports for those who qualify under the federal statute.
How much more expensive is it for those who do qualify for those services than a student who doesn't require special education services?
It varies by student, and that's why we have individualized education plans. Because for some students who may have severe multiple impairments, they could have medical challenges as well as cognitive impairments. Those might be very costly if it requires nursing support and services compared to those that simply might need some speech and language support in early elementary. And then maybe never require services later on in their educational experience.
It has to be a great relief, Scott Menzel, that for the next 8 years, roughly $15 million will be dedicated to that effort to fund special education services. However, school districts are always seemingly in budget crisis. So is it enough to adequately serve the students who need those services?
So at this point, it will make a significant difference. So as you're aware, I believe, the services required under the federal statute are mandatory. And what the dedicated funding does is ensures that a much smaller amount of a district's general fund has to be allocated to providing that support because we have this dedicated source of revenue. We believe that with this $15 million, at least at the present time, it puts the reimbursement level for our local districts over 95%. So It goes a very long way in terms of covering the required costs, and for some of our districts, it'll cover 100% of the special education costs.
Is it then fair for parents in the district and for community members to expect greater outcomes over the next 8 years?
We are always looking for ways to improve outcomes for every student within Washtenaw County, those with individualized education plans and those without. And by having dedicated resources, it allows us to really tackle those challenges for sure.
Beyond this millage issue, what is going to be the challenge for educating students in all of the 9 districts in Washtenaw County over the same period of time that this dedicated tax levy is going to be collected?
But that's a very good question, David, and I'm not sure you have enough time for the full answer. But I would say that what we're really looking at is we have inequitable distribution of resources across the county. We have, if you think about the opportunity index that Washtenaw County paid for, you can by census tract see where we have high and low levels of opportunity. And we truly believe that a child's future and opportunity shouldn't be dictated by the zip code where they live. So for me, the biggest challenge is tackling inequity across our 9 districts to ensure that every child, regardless of where they live, has an opportunity to achieve their full potential.
I will look forward to more conversations in the future where we can tackle those issues more specifically and more in depth. But for the time being, thank you very much for your time and your reflection on the election.
Thank you for the call and have a great day.
That is Scott Menzel. He is the superintendent of the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. Once again, an 8-year, nearly $1 million special education renewal was passed by voters. Nearly 74% of votes cast yesterday in Washtenaw County were in favor of that millage.